With voters seething over high gas prices, politicians are scrambling to show they care. Yesterday, the House overwhelmingly approved legislation to beef up penalties for gasoline price gouging. That's something numerous investigations have failed to turn up. A House panel also discussed an idea that has languished for years, making passenger cars travel further on a gallon of gas. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Last week, President Bush made a request that startled some members of Congress. He asked for permission to require passenger cars to be more fuel efficient. Some Democrats reacted with bemusement, even scorn. They pointed out that the president and the Congress have had the power to raise fuel economy standards for years. Now, California Democrat Lois Capp says the administration's in a panic.
Republicans want to look like they're doing something, anything, to address a mess they've helped create. It would be funny if the results weren't so tragic.
The federal gas mileage rule, known as the Corporate Average Fuel Economy or CAFE standard, sets a required average across each carmaker's fleet. For passenger cars, the CAFE standard's been stuck at 27.5 miles per gallon for decades. After rebuffing past attempts to require better gas mileage, the Bush administration now says it wants to change the whole system. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta explained.
If given the authority to reform CAFE for passenger cars, we will replace the one-size-fits-all system with a size-based system, as we did with light trucks.
Mineta says a size-based system would require all cars, big and small, to get better gas mileage. He says automakers would no longer be tempted to boost average fuel economy by making some cars lighter and smaller. Michigan Republican Michael Rogers liked the idea.
Arbitrary CAFE standards have forced companies to downweight cars, making them less safe.
But others, like Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette, voiced skepticism.
This bill just simply gives the administration authority, doesn't say what the standards would be, doesn't even say if the standards would be higher or lower.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey was equally dismissive.
Tell us, Mr. President, what the number for the fuel economy standard should be. Pick a number, Mr. President. Don't duck. Don't pass the buck. Pick a number.
Markey and others say that number should be 33 miles per gallon for cars and light trucks by the year 2015. Secretary Mineta said the Bush administration isn't going to pick a number and Congress shouldn't either.
We will not accept an arbitrary statutory increase under the current passenger car system.
He conceded that under the administration's plan, it would take at least a year to craft a new standard, and then automakers would need more than a year to make any changes. Another witness, former Democratic House member Phil Sharp, now with Resources for the Future, said changing CAFE standards isn't necessarily the best solution.
CAFE has no positive impact on how much driving occurs in this country.
Sharp said the best way to discourage gas consumption and ease the nation's dependence on foreign oil would be to raise gasoline taxes. And that's certainly not on the table. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.